Good morning, family. Do you like to fish? Have you ever gone fishing? I used to go fishing, but my last two fishing trips were such total and complete failures that I gave it up. Well, this morning, Jesus will meet some fishermen, and he will invite them to give up fishing as well and to follow him instead. It's kind of a strange invitation. What's also curious about this story is that two of the fishermen were the followers of John the Baptist we read about last week when John identified Jesus as the Lamb of God. Well, let's read the story in Matthew chapter 4, verses 17 through 23, okay? Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus began to preach, "Turn from your sin and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." One day, as he was walking along the beach beside the Lake of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, out in a boat, fishing with a net, for they were commercial fishermen. Jesus called out, "Come along with me, and I will show you how to fish for the souls of men." And they left their nets at once and went with him. A little farther up the beach, he saw two brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called to them to come too. At once they stopped their work and, leaving their father behind, went with him. Jesus traveled all through Galilee, teaching in the Jewish synagogues, everywhere preaching the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed every kind of sickness and disease. This is the word of God for you, the people of God. So we say, thanks be to God. Do you remember the story of the little red hen? I remember my mother telling me the story when I was just a wee little boy. It goes something like this. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched around in the dirt of the barnyard until she found some grains of wheat. She called to her friends and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant this grain?" she asked. "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will do it myself," said the little red hen. And she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into stalks of grain. "Who will help me harvest this wheat?" she asked. "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will do it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. She asked, "Who will help me bake the bread?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will do it myself," said the little red hen. And she did. And so the little red hen baked several loaves of bread. Then her neighbors became very interested and wanted some bread for themselves. But the little red hen answered, "No, I will eat the bread by myself. I planted the grain, I reaped the wheat, I baked the bread, and I should be able to eat it all myself." And she did. Now I'd like us to think for a moment about the bread of faith. We want the rewards of the Christian life the same way the little red hen's neighbors wanted to eat the bread. But we can't eat our fill of the body of Christ unless we live the lessons which the Gospels teach us. The little red hen worked hard, and we must do the same. Now, this isn't a lesson on hard work or earning anything, but we must be willing to follow Jesus wherever he leads us. Now, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus called four disciples, and he invited them, saying, "Follow me." Notice that he didn't say, "Prove that you understand and can articulate Christian theology." He simply said to these fishermen, "Follow me." And they did not say, "Not I." And they didn't make excuses. Jesus said, "Follow me," and the four men immediately went off and followed him. Peter, Andrew, James and John didn't have a clue what they were in for. They only knew that they felt compelled to follow Jesus. Jesus said, "Follow me." So they did. So what does Jesus' invitation to follow me mean to you? We know a lot more about Jesus than those four fishermen did. We're pretty sure that Jesus is no false prophet, right? And yet we keep our distance from him. Jesus, I believe in you, but don't ask me to follow you, we say to him. Or, I have work to do, people depend on me. I'm with you in spirit, Jesus, but I can't just drop everything and follow you right now, right? Haven't you said this at one time or another? I know I have. But being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus, means that we make all our plans in terms of Jesus. So here's some good news about that. Jesus promised us that he will teach us how to be his disciples. His work may not come naturally to us, but Jesus promises to teach us how to reach others. Jesus will use our deeds of love and hope and encouragement. He will give us courage to live out our faith. And we won't necessarily know where all this will lead. Every week we gather together, even virtually, to consider the question, what does being a Christian mean? Right? Do we really want to follow Jesus? Do we make our decisions according to his example? Do we count on him to show us the way? Is Jesus the great light that shines for us? Now, his first disciples were brash and stubborn. They had very little education. They smelled like fish. And they had to learn day by day how to follow Jesus. And we're like them in some ways, even though some of us went to Sunday school and high school and even college. And none of us smell like fish, do we? But yet our calling is the same, to follow Jesus and to be faithful to his example. Now, we don't have to be pastors or church officers. We can be good disciples by visiting the sick and taking care of children. We can hug people and we can give a full day's work. We can donate blood and take cans of food to the food bank. You see, my point is, there is nothing in our lives so mundane or pedestrian that Jesus isn't involved in it. Each and every moment of life presents an opportunity. When we confess our misspent hours, God forgives us. We don't have to feel miserable about failure. Jesus frees us from our mistakes so we can pick up and follow him again and again. Now, following Jesus can be very difficult, and it can be challenging sometimes. We might find ourselves coming down on the side of grace, even if others think we are reckless and even silly to do so. We may have to disagree with people that we care about. We may have to learn about parts of life we'd prefer to ignore. And yet, Jesus invites us today to join him, to follow him, to fish for the souls of men and women and children. In every moment, God calls us to follow Jesus, to share our faith, and to live with purpose, hope, and love. Can you do that? Well, for what it's worth, I think you can. Let's pray. Jesus, you call each one of us. We have heard your glorious whisper, almost silent, yet insistent, breaking through the chatter of many voices, the clatter of background noises, the wind, the rain, the storm, the hurricane. Through all of this, your voice remains unchangeable. It cuts through to the heart and soul. Come, follow me. Pick up the cross. My burden is no burden at all. It is simply love poured out for you and through you, sustaining, empowering. Come, follow me. The world has ears yet fails to hear, but we have heard your glorious invitation. So we pray today for those who are vulnerable to illness and disease. We pray for everyone who is in pain. We pray for those who are tired. We pray for folks who are lonely and for people who are uncertain today. We pray, Father, for those who need direction. And we continue to ask you for peace. Lands and lives are scarred by war. Communities are terrorized by violence. Neighborhoods are torn apart by drugs. And relationships are destroyed by politics. We need your healing and your peace. We pray for those who are afraid. We ask for peace for anyone and everyone who's feeling stress, pressure, and uncertainty. We ask for justice. Fill us with your Spirit to work for peace and to bring justice and to offer grace and mercy. Help us to love the things that you love and to be made angry by the things that make you angry. And now, using the words debts and debtors, let us pray with boldness the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As always, thank you for joining me today. I really do hope that these words were helpful for you. And if they were, will you like, review, and share this message? If you leave a good review, it will help other people to find and benefit from these thoughts and these prayers, okay? By the way, if you have a prayer request or if you have a need, please leave a message in the comments section and be assured that I will be praying for you and for your need. Now, this week your job is to love at least three people and make sure at least one of them doesn't deserve it. Why? Because everyone needs love. And everyone needs to know that God loves them, no matter what. Remember, with Jesus, we always, always, always have hope. Now receive these words of benediction today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and grant you his peace. Amen. Amen.